Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is my friend Richard Longwell with Airbase Carpet. Richard, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine, healthy as a horse.
Well, that's good to hear. You're a National Floor Covering Alliance member. So
NFA, all the way.
NFA, I know you from there. You and your son, Michael, actually run Airbase Carpet. Why don't you tell us just real quickly a little bit about Airbase?
We're a 12-store chain, big box oriented, very highly stocking, instant carpet type of operation. You know, buy it today, put it down tonight, that kind of a situation. That's what we do.
Yeah, and how'd you come up with the name Airbase?
Well, the business started on the Newcastle Air Base, which is right across the street from where I am now.
Uh-huh.
It started way back in 1968
yeah.
and flourished and grew and grew and grew, and now it's what it is.
It is what it is. Okay, so you're in the Delaware, Pennsylvania area. That's one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you. I know that Storm Irene was headed up that way, has come through over there. How did that affect your business?
Well, after 24 hours, we all went out in the patio and saw it. And sang that old song, "Good Night, Irene."
Yeah.
We did. Anyway, we got a lot of rain and a lot of wind, but I don't think we got much more than 50-mile-an-hour winds, and that was in gusts.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a water problem up here
yeah.
with a lot of overflowing of streams and things of that nature, down trees, and what you'd expect from a normal hurricane, not like you have in Florida where you have vast devastation with 100-mile-an-hour winds. We don't get too much of that up here, but what we have is flooding.
And that's still going on now, right?
Yeah, whatever impact. Like, we had a few people in already with wet basements, and
yeah.
They had to tear it out and, you know, things like that. I have one woman in waiting at bated breath, needed 50 feet of carpet right away because she had a child, a place where she took care of children,
uh-huh.
and she had to open for business, and we had a carpet layer standing by, and
that's good.
And we went out and ripped up the old one, vacuumed out the water, let it dry,
mm-hmm.
and put down the new carpet. We're out of there by 3 p.m, and she was just as happy as she could be.
Yeah, well, that's good. The storm hit over the weekend, and everybody knows that if you're in the retail business, weekends are pretty important. So I guess in the short term, it probably had a negative effect on your business, but in the long term, you might get some insurance claims out of it, right?
You won't get any business claims out of it because you had 3 days you were down, basically, one day before,
yeah.
One day during, and one day after.
Right.
Whatever claims we're going to get, we probably won't see them for 5 to 6 weeks,
mm-hmm.
Where people have, you know, wet basements and
right.
wet first floors in the low-lying areas and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would assume that if I was down where I have a store in Charleston, and they got the low country over there, they don't have basements, but they have first floor flooding.
Right.
They didn't have any problem down there at all. But the negative effect of business in the Northeast is unemployment.
Right.
And the administration that's not doing anything about it, and mm-hmm. we're not building any houses. And, you know, we used to have a trickle down effect where if someone bought a new house, they sold an old house. And,
right.
And that person that bought that old house, they sold the house. And, you know, you had a whole chain reaction where someone bought a $200,000 house, bought a $400,000 house, and so on up the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the money is available for them to buy houses, but there's not much movement of anybody doing anything.
Yeah. So you've been in the business since the late 60s.
68.
So if you look back, is this the worst dry period? Now, you know, this thing started to dip down in about 2006. Is this the longest dry period you've seen as far as...
I have never seen anything like this in my life where it started in 2006 and we have been losing volume ever since, and all we see is price increases. I thought that when they came out with the polyester filament programs and they didn't have to dye the merchandise anymore, there would be a savings, but that thing just went right by us like a steamroller. That thing went right out the window. I mean, there's another price increase in the wind now.
Everybody knows that the NFA members are kind of the cream of the crop when it comes to the volume. Are you still continuing to advertise, and are you still promoting to build store traffic through all this?
You need to advertise till you bleed. There's no question about that. You need to have whatever traffic is out there. The biggest problem we have is that there's no sacrificial lambs out there, and it seems that the mills have a tendency to beat up over the big boxes and not take care of the regional chains and small places. They want to be able to put a sample into a Home Depot or a Lowe's or one of those type of operations, and they just wait for the orders. Sometimes they put these promotions through, and they don't tell us what's going on, and all of a sudden we're stuck looking funny. The mills have to do something better for the people who really put them in business. Cater more to us.
You bring up a good topic. How are you doing when you consider your competition to the big boxes, since you do have a small chain up there?
Well, they all pick their area to beat up on. And right now, the place to beat up on is the labor. So, you know, it's one day it's $59 for the whole house labor.
Yeah.
Next day it's $99, $1. I mean, it all started years ago with free padding,
right.
And it went up from there. It goes back to what we call Trone merchandising. Trone merchandising, if I give this carpet to you, the pad gets thrown in for nothing.
Okay. All right, Richard. Well, I did want to check in with you. I wanted to see how the storm had affected your business. I look forward to catching up with you in Napa in the fall. So, again, we've been talking to Richard Longwell, who's owner of Airbase Carpet Mart in the Delaware, Pennsylvania area, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.